This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Tommy McNeil.
The number of coronavirus-related deaths worldwide approaches 154,000, while there are 2.2 million confirmed infections. In the United States, there are approximately 37,000 COVID-19-related deaths, with less than a third of the worldwide infections. The United States is struggling to test enough people for the novel coronavirus so officials can track and control the spread of the disease. That's a crucial first step to reopening parts of the economy as U.S. President Trump pushes to do so by May 1st. Mr. Trump's plan hinges on a downward trajectory of positive tests. Some beaches closed in the U.S. state of Florida because of the coronavirus are reopening. There had been criticism. Some beaches were opened last month during spring break. Some of the first beaches to reopen are in northern Florida near Charlie Latham. And Jacksonville Beach says that they'll be open from 6 to 11 a.m. and then again from 5 to 8 p.m. The whole point of having the two periods is to break up the time a little bit so that they don't see the large crowds there. Jacksonville Mayor Eleni Curry points out no crowds of more than 50. The more high-profile beaches in South Florida, including Miami Beach, were closed by state order. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and President Donald Trump have once again verbally tussled publicly, this time over wide-scale coronavirus testing. The Democratic governor said Friday that the federal government was doing too little to help states reopen their outbreak-stricken economies by making sure they can perform mass diagnostic testing. The Republican president responded on Twitter that the federal government came through on ventilators and thousands of hospital beds for New York, yet Cuomo seemed ungrateful. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A growing number of protests are being staged across the United States to oppose stay-at-home orders amid the coronavirus pandemic. In places like Oklahoma, Texas, and Virginia, small government groups, supporters of President Donald Trump, anti-vaccine advocates, and others have united behind a deep suspicion of efforts to shut down daily life to slow the spread of the coronavirus. As their frustration grows, they've started to openly defy the social distancing rules to put pressure on governors to ease them. Some of the protests have been small events promoted via recently created Facebook groups. Others are backed by groups with ties to President Trump. The Chinese city of Wuhan raised its death toll by 50% on Friday amid doubts about the accuracy of China's data on the new coronavirus. It meant another 1,290 fatalities were declared in the city where the outbreak began at the end of last year. The previous total for Wuhan was just over 2,500. According to a local government task force in charge of controlling the crisis, the revision reflected incorrect reporting, delays, and omissions. It follows widespread speculation that Wuhan's death toll was significantly higher than reported. On Friday, China's foreign ministry spokesman denied there had been any type of cover-up. Germany's health minister said Friday the COVID-19 outbreak in that country has become unmanageable because the number of patients who have recovered from the virus is greater than the number that are newly infected. Speaking at a news briefing in Berlin Friday, Health Minister Jens Spahn said compared to other nations, Germany is doing well. He said that the fact makes them humble, not exuberant. The comments follow an announcement this week by Chancellor Angela Merkel, who said initial steps would be taken to ease restrictions by allowing some shops to open as early as next week. But both she and Spahn said that the restrictions should be lifted only gradually. Spahn says that Germany has carried out more than 1.7 million coronavirus tests, and he and other health experts credit that for their ability to manage the outbreak. The German Health Ministry website reports, as of the end of day Friday, the country had seen nearly 3,900 deaths with approximately 134,000 confirmed cases of the virus. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met Friday to discuss the next steps in a bilateral security dialogue. The State Department says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Lavrov discussed arms control and other issues by phone Friday. Lavrov indicated Russia is ready to include some of its latest nuclear weapons in an extension of the new START arms control treaty that expires in February of 2021. Russian President Vladimir Putin has offered to extend that treaty, but President Trump wants a trilateral arms control agreement that would include China along with the U.S. and Russia. Moscow has described that goal as unrealistic. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.